Relax, he's fine. You know how he gets. Here's Steve.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof.
Yeah, I find that little clip that I just played from David Webb and Areva Martin to be the most startling illustration of the liberals throwing the race card whenever they can, whether it makes sense or doesn't make sense. I mean, real racism is a problem. Real racists are a problem, just not a big problem anymore. I mean, you look at the Southern Poverty Law Center, that they'll make you a radical based on just about anything. You know, Chick-fil-A is a radical organization. Remember, they sell chicken sandwiches. My point being is, when you throw the race card and you cry wolf about racism all the time, it diminishes real racism every day. Joining me to discuss that, Horace Cooper, a senior fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research and co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Horace, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me on the program today.
Always good to have you here. Recently, I heard you make the comment, this is the weirdest Klan rally idea I've ever heard. Let's get the lowest unemployment for blacks ever. Because so many people like Ocasio-Cortez say there's no question that Donald Trump is a racist. And I say, based on what?
Yeah, absolutely. This theory that the radical left operates from is that we actually can have racism without racist acts. There won't be any lynching. There won't be any bombing. There won't be any assaults. There won't be any other property violations. In fact, the exact opposite is going to happen. You'll get more jobs. You'll get more opportunity. You'll be able to take more vacations. You'll be able to move into better homes. You'll live closer to the American dream. All the while, those who hate you are working to make it happen.
Why is it that black conservatives are the ones attacked more than anyone else when it comes to the viciousness passed out by those on the left? I think that black conservatives, I mean, I can only imagine the kind of things that end up in your inbox on your email.
Well, you see, I'm not intimidated by those who would accuse me of hating people on the basis of race. And because that is a very easy tool for the left to use, it becomes very frustrating to them when they can't use it against someone like myself. They use it against the president. They use it against John McCain. They have used it against George W. Bush. They used it against Mitt Romney.
Everybody's a racist.
Any person where they disagree on policy, they use this tool. And in some instances, the sting of it is so painful, it actually achieves their end. It's almost like you reward them. Lie about me, and I'll change. In my case, I just shirk that off, and so it makes them angry, and I guess it requires them to do other things that are nastier and more vicious.
Right. Playing the race card, that has become the natural reaction. It's the knee-jerk reaction to everything. And Alex, tune that back up real quickly from David Webb's radio program with Areva Martin, black woman on David Webb's radio program, a black man. And because she's never bothered to look him up and bothered to do her homework or get her argument straight, she throws white privilege out. I don't know if you heard it, but here it is.
How do I have the privilege of white privilege?
David, by virtue of being a white male, you have white privilege. This whole long conversation, I don't have time to get into.
Areva, I hate to break it to you, but you should have been better prepped. I'm black.
At which point she's silent and her tongue is swelled up because she doesn't want to. So I can't just call you a racist because I have no argument to discuss with you and I have no logical approach to the issue we're discussing. So I'm going to call you a white privileged racist. Areva, I'm black. I think that is one of the most telling clips I have ever heard. Your thoughts?
Well, it's very revealing, and it's about the laziness. As I said, this ability to castigate people, call them a racist rather than give a response. There are people who want higher taxes. There are people who want greater government regulation. There are people who oppose those things. There are good arguments that people would make to persuade the public about those issues. The left doesn't want to do that, and I know it's hard. to get people who work hard to agree to pay more, it will require really, really good arguments. But they don't have really, really good arguments. So what do they do instead? They resort to this. Anytime you watch these people, look at Al Sharpton. He gets caught doing something he's got no business doing. It's the race card. No explanation, no justification. It's the race card. We see this over and over again. The left merely uses this as a substitute for actual discourse. And it demeans it, because if everything is racism, nothing is racism.
Well, that's the problem, and you just nailed it. If everything's just going to be labeled as racism, then when there really is a problem, something that should be called out, a concern that we should have, whatever it may be, then it gets brushed over. But I'll be honest with you. Horace Cooper here with us from Project 21. Horace, I'll be honest with you. If I wasn't fed a steady diet of this is racist, that's racist, you're a white male, so therefore you're racist, I wouldn't consider race much. Listen, my brother-in-law is a black man. My niece and nephew are black children. Love them just the same as anybody else in my family. Well, that's not good enough. That's like saying I have a black friend. No, it's true. I wouldn't care about race, Horace, except that it's rammed down my throat every damn day. And it's frustrating to me because he's this and he's that because he's white. Well, how's that any different? I'll give you the last word, my friend.
Well, that's exactly what Martin Luther King was talking about. We ought to be looking at people and judging them by the content of the character, not by some exogenous aspect about them over which they have no control. The left is fixated on this. And if you ask me, who's the true racist? It's the person that sees a racist behind every tree.
Exactly right. I can't do any better than that. Horace Cooper, always great having you here. I look forward to talking to you again soon, my friend. And really, have a great week. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Senior fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. That was Horace Cooper. Still to come, Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch. Man, they scored a big win in the Benghazi investigation. What is that all about? We'll find out right after this on The Steve Gruber Show.